Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Let's give it a whirl. Give it a whirl. We're going to give it a whirl. We are going to give it a whirl on the world tour. We're on the world stage. The world is upon us. Welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
Michael James, Christopher Foo.
And yeah, here we are. Show 57.
57, yeah.
So I think we've come across the plan that probably this week and next week.
Yeah.
We're going to take our little winter pause, and like I said, I'm excited for some new platform stuff, possibly a new set, something new, yeah. Fresh and exciting, a lot, yeah. More interaction with the fans, yeah. A lot more guests,
yeah.
We're perfect. Gonna kind of branch out in season three, so I'm excited to get that cooking, but we got two shows to do until then. So we are at show 57 and I got nothing.
Like I said, I always think of my team. Syracuse. So yeah. Nobody for Syracuse, though. But
okay,
there was a linebacker for the Giants in the mid '80s when they had those great linebackers. He was more of a lesser reserve, but His name was Byron Hunt. If Giants fans remember him, and we mentioned last week Pat Swilling for the Dome Patrol. There was also Ricky Jackson, Lions or okay. Saints linebacker.
Yeah, he's 57.
Yeah, he was probably the best of the four. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking we're 57, right? We're at 57.
Yep. Yes, correct.
56. Okay.
Yes.
I've got to keep track of my plus ones.
Yeah,
my math is slipping here. That's like I said when we were at like 54. And I started coming up with like, what's his name from Wake Forest? Rodney Rogers.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when I think of a number, it's like automatically pops in 57. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's all I could.
Yeah, something.
That's it for right now.
You saved the day. You always got one.
Well, that's, and next week, there'll be another one.
Yeah. We just had a nice little meal over there.
Yeah, it was good.
What do we got? What do we have?
A little Shake Shack today. A little chicken sandwich. I think they call it the chicken shack.
Oh, is that right?
The pickle, the lettuce, and then the avocado bacon cheeseburger.
Okay.
Some cheese fries. That was good.
I really like the chicken sandwich.
Chicken was good.
Chicken sandwich was solid. I like the pickles on it. I really like the cheese fries.
Yeah, that was
although
good.
Although CeCe ate probably more than half.
So, no, she. That was
no. You're not getting. You're not.
That was too funny. Yeah, right.
You're not saving her on this one. So Mike's walking in here into the studio, and one of my players is out there, Cece. And listen, she is a seagull.
No, it's no, good though.
It's good.
They're young. They got to eat.
She eats.
But you were too funny too, when you looked at the strawberry lemonade. You drink my drink.
I looked at the strawberry lemonade.
Did you drink my drink?
Yeah, what's going on?
I said, well, I can have
as much as you want. Trust me.
I gave some to Cece.
Cece drank some of my drink, ate some of the yummy cheese fries.
Good stuff.
She's actually been in here eating. Julie, the last 2 days, has sent in some pumpkin cake.
Oh, and nice.
It's just fantastic with Cool Whip. It is absolutely delicious. It's one of the best things that she makes. And Cece is like, I've never eaten anything pumpkin in my life, and I want to eat every last ounce of this food.
That's good. That's good.
So she was up here before practice, right? We had our wonderful Betsy Anderson was in here, who's our academic advisor and compliance director. She probably hates that I use the word director. She's helping the kids get pre-registered for their spring classes because we're athletes
already.
They get priority registration.
Oh, okay.
So we never have to run into a full class, right?
Yeah.
So we're up here and Cece's like, she had some of the She had some of the pumpkin cake the other day. Not cake. Is it pie? It's not pie. It's not cake. Pumpkin bread.
Bread. Pumpkin there you bread. Go.
Straight up pumpkin bread. So she had some last night, and I told Julie, and Julie had a whole bunch more. She's like, send it in. Let CeCe know. Yeah. So before practice, she has about 4 or 5 pieces. 3, 4. I'll be nice. 3, 4. And during practice, towards the end, she's like, Coach, I'm going to be up after practice. Is there any more left? I'm like, yeah, there is. So she comes out. Ready for this?
There it is. That bowl was full?
Oh, wipe the bowl out. CeCe wiped the bowl out. Knocked it out clean. The tub of Cool Whip, empty.
I saw the tube.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the Cool Whip when I was throwing the trash away. I saw that in there.
She killed it. Good for her. And then that wasn't enough, so she took half my drink and some fries. But anyway, we love our kids here. CeCe is one of the great sophomores that we have here. We're going to talk a little basketball about her in a little bit. But, yeah. Good stuff. I really like that chicken sandwich. That was fantastic.
That was good. It was only the second time I've eaten it. Yeah. You said you too. I just don't go there.
Second, I could have sworn that we had it one time.
We may have, and I may have. I may have bring it like you said.
I gotta watch them now.
You've got to go back and see.
I'm gonna watch them all.
You know, unless
I think it was downstairs, so that'll kind of shorten the search a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. But it was tasty. And we had AJ up here was doing some classwork, and she said In-N-Out and Shake Shack are her two top places to eat. Actually, that's a lie. Two top burger places.
Burgers, yeah.
What she did say was we were talking about something we're going to talk about here a little bit is Maya and I's food reviews.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
She's like, I couldn't do that because there's not a lot of food I like. And I said, well, you can always just be a guest. It can be the three of us. Like, you know, she's like, I'll do it if you do Panda. And I'm like, Panda? Like, I don't mind Panda. Yeah. Panda's good.
Yeah, yeah.
But she said Panda's her favorite place to eat in the world.
Okay, hey. That's,
and I said, you must have loved it because we had Panda after the game.
Yeah.
She said, Coach, I was up here after the game eating. I was in here the next day eating leftovers. She's like, I love Panda. That's good. So, good stuff. Yeah. So, good. But, yeah, we away we go, a kind of a full week of sports. I mean, obviously, we're going to touch on our trip to Utah, the World Series. The Mookie Betts. We're just going to call him the Mookie Betts. It's fourth ring.
Yeah.
Fourth ring.
Yeah. Good for him.
He's
solidifying his career.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Yeah. And
a former Red Sox. So yep. I'm not mad at him. And what else? We had... I don't know. I mean, I thought LA was going to actually stomp everybody. I didn't think they'd be challenged at all.
Yeah, they didn't, I don't know how you say, live up to expectations. They won the World Series, but pitching was hurt early on. Came together at the end, I guess. They struggled scoring sometimes for that lineup, and they struggled a little bit in this World Series to score. But
yeah.
I mean, bottom line is, whether you win it in 4, 5, 6, or 7,
yep.
Bottom line is they won it.
Yep.
And Yamamoto pitched great, obviously, as he was the MVP.
Yep.
And good for Dave Roberts for letting him go in this playoffs, too, just letting him finish the games.
Yeah.
But, yeah, great series, great game 7.
Yep.
Very enjoyable. And Dodgers back-to-back, first time since, the Yankees, right? Yeah. 98, 99, yeah. 2000, when they won 3 in a row.
For sure.
And good for the Dodgers. It's, 3 in 6 years, and they've been to the series 5 out of 9. And
5 out of 9.
Something like that, yeah, and good for them.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, I'm not, I think they're built to win. Pitching's built to win. Their hitting's built to win. They got some pretty good fielders. And like you said, bottom line is that they won it. And
That's it.
That's what goes in the record book.
That's it, yeah.
Mookie Betts, 4-4, 3 with the Dodgers, 1 with the Sox.
Yeah.
I got to root for Mookie a little bit, even though he left.
He's a likable guy. He's easy to root for.
Yeah. When he was in that rut and then had a nice couple, had a nice couple at-bats. And he said, man, I'm doing it for my guys. And, it's, you know, if you're around sports or if you, you know, understand it like we understand it, it's you're playing for your teammates and your coaches and your, you know, and there's that internal motivation, but the external is to help your people, and that's your team. And he was just like, I knew I was in a rut, but I knew I just had to deliver. Good stuff. college football is cranking along. Yeah. NFL, not for nothing, but the Patriots look pretty good again.
One again. Yeah, one good again. For the Pats. Yeah.
They look good. They're just winning, right? They're just 6-2. They're so, tied for first place.
Take that all day long.
6-2.
Yep.
The Patriots.
Yeah, absolutely. That's take it. That's right.
Is Drake May legit?
I think he's legit. It's too early to tell. I think he's going to get better, actually.
Well, I hope it.
I think he's going to
be a rookie, right?
Yeah. Well, no, second.
He didn't play last year.
Right. He's right. I think so. Right.
Play
yeah.
much.
Right. I think he's going to be all right. Things will be all right in this league. Yeah.
And I'm watching your boy Daniel Jones yesterday. I know they lost, but
is that
a team thing? Like, did he just go to a better situation for him?
I think he didn't come back from the knee injury, the neck injury, all that well. Maybe he came back too quick from it.
Yeah.
And then he struggled, right? And if you struggle in New York, as we know, they're going to let you know.
Yeah.
I think that got to him a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either you can play in New York or you can't.
Yep.
They had the 1 year a few years ago, Dable's first year, I guess 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. They won 10 games. They won a playoff game. Daniel Jones looked good. Looked like a breakout season. Then he gets hurt. And I think everybody in New York was done with him.
I
think he was hearing that.
Yeah, once the writers get on your back, it's the fans.
And he goes to a team where I don't know if they were really expected to do anything this year, but it's a smaller market, which could help him.
Yep.
But he comes from Duke, right? I mean, for football, how big of a market is that really for football, right?
Yeah.
So and he doesn't have to be in the spotlight, and I think if the press a little bit got to him.
Yeah, yeah.
In his head a little
Boston,
bit, you know.
New York.
Yeah, Philly.
I was going to say LA.
Chicago a little bit.
Chicago. Those northeast presses, man. Boston and New York are ruthless.
Yeah.
That can get to you as a player, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's putting together a pretty good year.
Yeah,
so
good
far.
For him. Yeah.
And who was it I watched? What's his name? Was it last night? Last night or the night before? Seattle threw 19 straight completions to start the game.
Oh, did they? I missed that. Okay, I didn't realize that.
It's the quarterback.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold. He broke his record and then just kept on going. I think he threw like 19 straight.
Good.
That was fun. That was fun to watch because he wasn't just doing dinks and dunks. He was threading the needle. Like he knew he had something cooking, like record wise, but he was throwing darts, man. No fun. It's been good. The Raiders lost a tough one. What would you have done? Gone for two or try to get it?
I may have kicked the extra point to go to overtime, but I understand why they went for two. Mm-hmm. In the situation that the Raiders are in, I guess I'm all right with it. In fact, my buddy Nate from California was in, big Raiders fan. His friends James and Bobby, they're all Raiders fans, right?
So,
or for the most part, they all are. And I look at Nate, I go for two. He's going nope, and I go just don't leave it in Geno Smith's hands.
Yeah, and
he utilized his legs a little bit. Mm, and what he did, drop back pass, he left it in Geno Smith's hands, and therefore it gets knocked down, and you lose. I don't know about the play calling.
Yeah,
I don't like the play calling. As much as, you know, I don't mind him going for two, but it's a play call, and I didn't like that play call.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair, yeah. No, it's, I don't know. I've said on this show many times, it's hard for me to root for the Raiders because I'm diehard Patriots.
Yeah.
But I do root for the Raiders when they're not playing the Patriots.
Yeah.
I want to see them win because it's my hometown. Like, this is where I live. This is where my home is, right?
Yeah.
Like, I grew up in New England.
Right,
my parents' home. My home is here.
Yeah.
Like, this is my team, so... Golden Knights, Aces, it's got to be the Raiders, just not when they're playing the Patriots.
Right.
And didn't the Raiders beat the Patriots first game of the year? I think they did this year.
Raiders looked great that first game of the year. So did Geno Smith.
He looked fantastic. I kept saying to Julie, they got Geno Smith. Like, he's going to have a big year. Wah, wah. Like, he's not terrible, but, you know, he's struggled.
But then again, there's really not. How many supreme quarterbacks are there really in the NFL right now? Yeah, so, you know what I mean? But he's just right there with the rest of them.
Yep, he is. He is. Yep. Good stuff. Well, we returned from our trip. Our first two games, unfortunately, did not go our way. Played two very good teams in Utah State Eastern and Snow College. Struggled shooting. Percentages were low from the free throw line, especially. We were at 60% both games. Do you know we shot 18 for 30 in the first game from the line? 18 for 30.
Yep, that I do
know. You
know
what we shot from the second game? 18.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
For 30.
30, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? To shoot the same exact amount and hit the same exact amount 2 days in a row?
That's tough to do, yeah.
Oh, we did it. We made it look easy.
I know. I know. I started shooting. I didn't think I had to text you that because knew that. I text you. You know, I always text you a few things, sure, but I left the shooting out of it because we knew how the shooting was. But
it was tough.
But it's early. It's early.
Yeah. I mean, we did, especially the first game, we did enough to make it competitive. Obviously, we had a little bit of foul trouble. You know, CeCe is an elite scorer, and she was doing pretty good that game. She had a couple ticky-tack fouls that kind of stunk. You know, not the fouls you want to argue, but you know, losing her late in the game kind of hurt.
Absolutely.
But the team, we had some good things. Some players stepped up for sure. Jada Green, we had talked about, and AJ had stepped up, played some good games, and I could go down the list. Not everybody played great. You know, it's our freshman's first college game ever in that beautiful stadium. I don't know how it looked on TV, but man, that stadium is just unbelievable. Yeah. So for a JUCO kid, first ever game to play in this amazing gym was really cool. But, you know, we did some good things. The next day is a little bit, you know, I think we had, we actually had a pretty good first quarter. We were winning the first quarter. And then I told the girls, I said, we're playing like we just rolled out of bed. Like, we got to get going here. And I just couldn't figure it out. So we're 0-2. First time in a couple years to start that way. But I knew scheduling tougher teams early. You know, like Lindy LaRocque just said the other day, they're playing Baylor and they're playing some of these big dogs. And she's like, it's by design. She said, we're going to be battle tested. And she said, we might be wounded, but wounded in the best way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm okay. You know, obviously you want to win every time you take the floor, but two tough losses on the road. Open up home play this week. We got Grand Canyon Club. And I'll tell you, club teams are on fire right now.
Okay.
Have we talked about that on
the
show?
Yeah. Not on the show. Maybe a little bit, but
I'm telling you, Arizona State has a club team, UCLA, USC, Cal Poly, Michigan, and they play for a national championship. And it's good players.
Yeah.
So this team, I've watched them. They've already played 5 games. They're 3-2, I believe.
Okay.
Scrappy. Small, little undersized. Share the ball, shoot the three, run, defend. Like, we got our work cut out for us coming up.
No, it's good. Tough competition is good.
Yeah. No, you got to play the games, and especially when you start winning those ones that are tough competition. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what we have. We are pretty banged up. I mean, I got a couple kids that got banged up on the road that are pushing through, and we'll be playing this weekend, but my two post players, you know, 6'3" and 6'1", are out. 6'1". We'll see. She might have some availability. She has some turf toe, the only way to handle that is rest, is to stand. Because the more you run, the more you aggravate it, and it just doesn't go away. And then the other one has an MRI set up for her knee, Deja Peavy. She's her knees have been tough, and she took a really bad fall in that last game. So we're banged up, and you know what? But it is what it is. That's why everybody's got to be ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. Yep. We'll see. We're excited. You're going to try to pop in Friday after work?
Yeah, come Friday after work, yeah.
Good, yeah. Good. Yep, we're going to
have some. Hopefully before the second half. All depends on traffic.
I hear you. I'll call all my timeouts early. Timeout! Mikey's on the way. Timeout! It's so funny. That reminds me of a story. We'll get back to CSN in a second. Years ago when I was at Salem State, we were playing, and I played in my men's league down Cape, and it's about an hour and 15 minutes from Salem State to the men's league games. And on our roster, I put a bunch of kids that played for Salem State, just in case they ever wanted to take a ride down and play. Yeah. So we get in the playoffs, and there's this kid named Dave Ace, right? Dave Ace is 6'7", 6'8". And a monster. Like, he's a backboard shatterer. Like, he is a monster. And I'm playing with him. He's got to be the best in our division, the best player. Not even close, right? And so I'm like, hey, man, I got playoffs, first round of playoffs Thursday night. You want to come down and play? You're on the roster. He's like, let's go. So we get my Eagle Talon, right? We're driving down. The game's at like 7. We leave at 5. Plenty of time, 2 hours. Bumper to bumper traffic in Boston, like bumper to bumper. I'm trying to like use the breakdown lane. So we're late, right? The game's, I think, like I said, I think it's 7:10. I'm one of the few people in this world that has a cell phone. I'm like, I had a bag phone, and my buddy George was on
George,
the team.
Yeah, sure.
Like, where you guys at? I'm like, dude, we're not going to make it on time. He's like, you just got to be checked in by halftime to play in the second half. So I'm like, use all the timeouts.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we pulled into the parking lot. We were stretching in the car, ran in as they're calling their last timeout in the first half, like with like 20 seconds left in the first half.
Just in time.
Timeout. And we come running in and check in. The other team was like, oh, no. And we were down like 18 and came back in one. There's nobody stopping Dave Ace. Dave Ace is not to be stopped. So anyway, I don't even, where did that come from?
Yeah. Because I said I'd be stuck in traffic. Oh, I said dependent on traffic. Yeah.
Yeah. But it'll be fun Friday, and we'll have a nice post game meal. Excited for that.
Yep.
So it's gonna be. Hopefully, we come out with a W. And you know, one of my sayings is, opportunity doesn't go away; it goes to somebody else. So whether it's injuries or somebody quitting a team or whatever the situation may be, that opportunity doesn't go away because somebody's injured. It goes to somebody else.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is the next person up ready to go? That's why. In team sports, man, you may be the 8th, 9th, 10th player, and all of a sudden you're 3.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yep.
And that's kind of what's happening right now, potentially this weekend. So I'm excited.
It'll be a good time. Yep.
Yep. Get some games under our belt at home. And then we take a 4-game road trip. We go to Phoenix for 3 and go up to Barstow for 1.
Yeah.
So we'll, you know, hopefully we'll figure some things out. We had a good practice today. And away we go. Ready?
Yep.
Got first game of the day. You just tell me why. Tell me who and tell me why. Ready? Bird or Magic?
Who would I take? Bird.
Why?
Bird can do just about everything. Shoot. I think he's a better shooter than Magic. Now, he's not a better distributor than Magic, but we know how Bird can pass, right? I like Bird's rebounding. And believe it or not, I'd take Bird on defense over Magic.
Wow. Magic doesn't. He didn't. Never. I don't think defense when I think Magic. Obviously. All right. So you got Bird. Bird or Hakeem Olajuwon.
But don't get me wrong with Magic though.
Oh.
Top 5 player of all time.
Of
so there we go.
Yeah. Bird or Hakeem.
Bird or Hakeem. Mm.
Hakeem the Dream.
Yeah.
How good was he?
See, I always say you
people
definitely
just
need.
Don't know.
Yeah. They no. A lot of people don't know. You're right. You know, you do need a big man and a point guard. Those are my top two positions, of course, right? Ooh, Bird. I'll take Bird only because I think he's top 5, top 10, and Hakeem is not. But Hakeem is right there.
All right, we're going to stay in the same position, same syllables almost. Bird or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Jabbar.
Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. Jabbar to me is the best of all time.
So
that's just me.
All right. So, well, it might be easy then. Kareem or Wilt?
I know that's close, and Will supposedly dominated Kareem, right? But I'll take Jabbar.
Taking Jabbar over Will.
Yep.
Kareem or Shaq?
Kareem.
No question.
Could be a little question, but I won't say it's that easy. But no, I'll take Kareem. Absolutely, I'll take Kareem. In fact, I would take Hakeem over Shaq. To be honest with you.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Kareem or Steph Curry?
Kareem.
Because you said point guard, so I'm saying.
I know, you're right, though. You're right. I'll take Kareem.
Kareem or Kobe Bryant?
I'll still take Kareem.
Kareem or James Harden? No, I'm just kidding. Kareem or LeBron James?
I knew that was coming next. Definitely Kareem.
Yeah.
Over LeBron, yeah.
Kareem or Michael Jordan?
Hey, now, see, now. And I, what I just say? I know I just said Kareem's the best of all time. In my mind, him and Jordan. I mean, I should say him and Jordan right there. Don't get me wrong. I should say him and Jordan right there. Well, I just depend. Let me see. Jordan's D. Kareem could play some D with the blocks, the rebounding. Man, that's just...
Defensive player of the years. You got finals MVPs. I mean, you got championships. You got college championships. You got, I mean, between the two of them, how do you even do it?
See, to me, that's even. But here's what we'll do. I'll take Jordan on that one, and I'll tell you why. Because he can bring the ball up better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, those two guys, they got to be your top two players of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. All right, well, MJ is the GOAT. There it is.
I'll take it because he can handle better.
End of the story. Yep. That was a good one. All right, now we're doing one. This is a different one. I saw this on social media. I'm like, oh, we got to do this one. We're going to do an NBA draft. I'll let you pick first. I already know who you're picking. I'll let you pick first. Ready? Point guard, shooting guard, power forward, small forward, center. You can put people wherever you want. You can put a point guard at center, but we're trying to, right?
Okay.
Here's the caveat.
Yep.
First name has to begin with the letter C.
Jeez, oh, I got you. Got a list?
No, there's plenty when you start to think about
C.
It.
For C,
the letter C.
Man.
First name has to start with the letter C.
In the NBA.
NBA history. Tons of names.
Oh my gosh.
Nah, you'll get there.
I gotta pull this one up. I gotta pull up NBA players with the letter C.
I believe in you. I mean, I know some just because I made the question, but
from each position?
Yeah, just in general. It doesn't have to be each position.
Whoa.
There's a lot. You just gotta focus your brain on the letter C. Some first names that start with the letter C. Come on. You're wearing one right on your head right here. One of the greatest.
Oh yeah, I know Carmelo.
There you go. Boom.
To me, he's not a top five, top 10 player of all time, though.
Oh, you know, right,
because we're going with C.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh. Okay.
Oh, he's top. I think he's top 10, letter C.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, letter C. Yes, letter C. I'm thinking all time. Yeah. But yeah, letter C. Yeah, we got to go with Carmelo. I'll go with Carmelo there.
Small forward?
Yeah, put him at the three.
Uh-oh, Coach Lee. Let's listen in to Coach Lee. Nothing. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, I'll stay small forward and go Clyde Drexler.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that either, buddy.
Clyde.
He was great.
The Glide. If you need some hints, let me know. Because I do have, obviously, like I said, I created the game, so I had some time to think about it. I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
I'll give you some first names if you want.
Well, I wish I could use the nickname Clyde Frazier for the point, but I can't.
A couple good point guards.
One that comes to mind point guard wise with C is Chris Paul.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, obviously, I gotta have time to think about it, but
he might be one of the best C point guards.
Let's put Chris Paul there for right now, unless something else pops into my head.
That's a good one. I like that one. I'll take the other point guard, Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey Billups, okay.
Chauncey, not having good days lately.
Well, we'll see what happens with that.
Chauncey's struggling.
Okay.
You got a couple more. So you got Chris Paul. You got a couple more with the name Chris.
Chris Dudley? No.
No.
I can't go that route.
Can't go that route. I can't let you do that.
No, I won't even do that. Chris.
Mm. Two Hall of Famers. I'm pretty sure they're both Hall of Famers.
And their both name is Chris. Yeah. Holy smoke.
Yeah.
Mm.
You got a Big East superstar.
Oh, yeah. I definitely take Chris Mullin. You got that right. You can put him at the two, yeah, for sure.
There you go.
Definitely go Chris Mullin.
Right?
Yep.
I'm going to go... Huh. I'm going to go power forward.
Okay. Yep.
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
The round. I thought we were mound,
doing. Is that Chris? Chris and Charles the same name?
Nope. There's another Chris. There's a power forward Chris.
Are we doing we're doing C, you said.
Yep.
I know Charles Oakley.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that one.
But I want to make
sure. Oh, I did have that down.
Chris, Charles, Chuck.
Center position is tough. Nah, there's a couple centers.
Let's put Charles Oakley there for now at the four.
Oaktree.
Unless I can come up with somebody else.
He's been really, really, really active on social media.
Has it really, yeah?
Telling some crazy stories.
Yeah. Oh, I got one, but go ahead. Yep.
All right, I'm going to go shooting guard. I'm going to go. Oh, I think I can do this.
Okay.
I'm going to go Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, Chet Holmgren.
Chet's going to be a.
He's gonna, Chet's if he a stays problem. Healthy. Yeah.
Chet's a problem.
And he was saying Charles Oakley is all over the internet or all over the.
Yeah, he's in social media now. Really? Talking a lot of stories. Wow. Like, good, you know, funny. He was telling, well, he was telling some crazy ones about Shaq, but. Yeah, he's been on. I've noticed, you know, the algorithm as you watch different things, it gives you more of that stuff. And I've been watching some of his videos, man. He's hilarious.
Yeah, good for him.
He's a legit tough man. He's a tough guy.
Oh, no doubt. No
doubt. He's a tough guy. Yeah. Oh, you just.
I need the center position.
Yeah. But you can put anybody you want.
How about Connie Hawkins?
Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
Connie Hawkins.
Got to think of some more C's. That's my round out. Unless I come up with somebody.
That's your team. The center position. I kind of don't want to put him there because I'm not a big fan. I should have put Chet at the center. But Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh. Okay, I'll take Connie Hawkins.
Yeah, see?
Chris Bosh.
Here's some other names. Caron Butler.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
The one that I was trying to get you is Chris Webber.
Chris Webber. Yes. Yeah. Okay, we talked about him last week before we got on the air. That's funny, yeah.
Yeah. How about Cooper Flagg?
Cooper Flagg, man. He's going to be all right.
And that's really all I had for C's.
For C's, I'd have to look that up, but I like Chuck. See, I got stuck on the name Chris, but Charles Barkley's great, too.
Yeah, Charles Barkley. So there's, I mean, Barkley... Chris Webber.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can. Let me try to pull up a list here. NBA players.
We got to think, you know, Christopher, Connie, Cliff. There's Cliff Robinson.
Oh,
okay. He had a legit career, right?
First name.
NBA players with the first names or with the first name that starts with C.
Let's see. NBA players start with the letter C. There's going to be a ton. They're giving me last names for C.
Nah, they got to be Cage. I mean, there's Chris Childs. I mean, I don't know. He was all right at the point guard.
Clint Capella.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're giving me all ones with the last name. Huh.
Clyde Drexler was a good one, too, for you.
Yeah. No, it's not a lot. It's really not a lot. That's kind of crazy. But let's stick with the letters here.
Yep.
Pro sports team that have the letters PH in them.
PH. Could be nicknames, could be city names.
Could be city name or the nickname.
Well, I got Phoenix Suns, right?
Phoenix Suns, good.
Wasn't the Arizona Cardinals? Weren't they the Phoenix Cardinals at one time?
Were they?
I don't know. I can't remember. But I want to say they were the Phoenix Cardinals at one time.
They could have been.
Yeah. You got the Philadelphia Eagles.
Whoop, you got the Eagles. You got the Philadelphia
Flyers.
You got the Philadelphia
76ers.
You got the Philadelphia
Phillies, which is PH and Bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go. You got four from Philly. I only have two more. I have a football team and a basketball team.
Well, Pittsburgh has PH, right? Oh, you mean it's got to start with PH?
No, it's got to be P followed by H.
So PH then.
Yeah.
So Philadelphia, PH like that, not Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh has an H
P
in it.
And an H, yeah. It's got to be PH.
PH.
Yeah.
Okay. Pro sports teams, okay.
Yep.
Did I answer the Phoenix Suns?
Yeah, you got the Phoenix Suns. I only got two more. An NFL team.
It was PH, huh?
Yeah.
What am I not getting here? Who you got?
How about Chris Duhon? Calvin Booth.
Calvin Booth, yeah.
C.J. McCollum.
C.J. McCollum, yeah, good college player. He played good in the NBA, too.
How about Craig Hodges?
Oh, great shooter. Craig Hodges, great shooter. When we talking about shooting that one episode, forgot all about him and Dale Ellis.
Yeah,
could shoot.
Dale Ellis could shoot.
Yeah.
Craig Hodges.
Yeah, Craig Hodges. Well, Craig Hodges won, like, what, three straight 3-point contest or something like that?
Yeah.
Right? Craig Elo. There you go, Craig Elo. There's Craig Elo. Let's see. Craig Elo. P.A. What do you got for P.H.?
I think Fee was a big fan of this football team. Who did Fee like? What was his team?
He was a Miami Dolphins fan.
How you spell Dolphins?
Oh, I see. Yeah, PH is next to each other. I see what you're saying.
Dolphins, yeah.
Okay, I'm stuck on the beginning two letters. Yeah, you're right. Okay, I see where you're going with this now.
And the same with there's a pro basketball team, same thing, not in the beginning.
Okay. Right, Miami Dolphins, PH, okay. So it's an NBA team, huh?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, I was almost going to say Portland Trailblazers, but that's not going to get it done.
Western Conference. Used to be in Canada.
Used to be.
Yeah.
Used to be in Canada. Where they used to be.
Think like big country.
Well, that was...
remember Big Country?
I do.
Bryant Reeves.
From Oklahoma State, Bryant
Reeves.
Where did he play? That was Vancouver Grizzlies.
So...
Oh, they went to...
Yeah.
Where'd they go to?
Where are they right now? Where are the Grizzlies?
Memphis.
PH. There it is.
There it is, Memphis. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, okay, I see what you were saying with the PH.
Yeah.
I was stuck on the first two letters of the name.
Nope.
But, yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one. So we got that one done. We got one done. I got a couple more here. How about this? Guess the NBA player. See, I'm going to give you hints until you get them.
Okay,
ready?
Yep.
He went to University of Washington. That's not much of a game.
Nick, what's his name? Fultz?
Nope. Good guess. Oh, wow. I'm just beating up this microphone. Like, no,
I don't know too business. Many guys that went to Washington or escaping.
I know, drafted in 2011.
Oof.
2011.
Okay. Now I need more than that. So I got to 2011. 14 years ago. Wow.
I know.
He played he graduated from Washington or played all 4 years there?
Played at Washington. Can't say. I'm not for certain.
Okay.
Two-time All-Star.
No.
All right. This is the 60th draft pick.
I'm getting there.
Of the Kings.
Hmm.
And I only have one more. I have two more hints, but one more hint that'll help you.
Kings.
So we got college is Washington, draft year 2011, two-time All-Star.
Yep.
Drafted number 60, finally, Mr. Irrelevant.
That was the last pick of the draft.
By the Kings. His main team that he's known for, the Boston Celtics.
Really?
He was an All-Star with the Celtics.
2011. trying to think of all the All-Stars for the Celtics. What position did he play?
Point guard, shooting guard. Can play both, but nothing else.
Still escaping me.
Nothing else. Currently playing in the G League.
After 14 years, really? Yep. He's in the G League.
Yeah.
Wow. Nah, I don't know.
Could probably go into an NBA game right now and get 18. Maybe 8.
Not
Washington, 2011, two-time All-Star for the Celtics, 60th draft pick by the Kings. And he shares a name with another famous NBA player.
The exact name.
Exact name.
Isaiah Thomas?
There it is.
There it is.
Isaiah Thomas went to the University of Washington, was drafted in 2011, two-time All-Star, 60th pick by the Knicks, main team with the Celtics. And he's in the G League right now.
He's in the G League Salt 14 Lake years later. Wow.
And I believe he could go in the NBA right now. I'm and sure get 14 he could. To 60 more.
He might end up, you're right, he might end up back in the NBA before the season is over.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Pretty crazy story. His whole story is pretty interesting if anybody wants to look it up, how his sister passed, and I believe in a car accident, and so many like amazing things negatively and positively like kind of created his path. But yeah, guess the NBA player.
Good.
Yeah. That was good. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, we got one more game to play today, and it's another draft.
Yep.
And I'm going to do it like this. Let's see.
Yep.
I need a little piece of paper. It's going to be that way I can't say I picked which one. All right. I don't know what I'm doing here. All right, there's two teams on this paper.
Okay.
Put these papers down.
Okay.
I'm going to mix these two pieces of paper up so you know. Pick one.
Go right here. So it's right to me.
Who's your team?
If I can open it up, I'd be all right. UCLA. All
right, so here's what we're doing. We're drafting, same thing as we did in the NBA, letter C.
Yep.
We're drafting all-time players from UCLA, and I got UConn.
Oh, you got your team. Good. You got your region. That's good.
I got my region.
That's awesome. No, that's good.
We got 5 picks. You can go by position. You don't have to. You got UCLA.
Top 5 to come out of UCLA. Oh, man, UCLA is rich in... Jeez. Well, of course, Jabbar, right? Jabbar.
So we got Jabbar at the 5.
Of course, Walton.
Oh, wait. We're going back and forth here.
You pick a guy from UCLA now. See. Oh, yeah. Okay.
No. I'm picking a guy from UConn.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
I'm just going to go to the point with Kemba Walker.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with Kemba.
Kemba had a heck of a... Speaking of a 16-year career, he was...
Very good. Too bad he hurt that knee, though, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll go Walton.
Walton at the 4?
Yep.
That's a good one. I'm going to go, I got to go Ray Allen at the 2.
Yep.
Jesus Shuttleworth.
Yeah, you're right.
Ray Allen's freaking good, man. He was a heck of a player. I was watching some of his highlights from Milwaukee. When he played for Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a rim attacking, jumping over people, like bringing it back. And you couldn't not guard him because he could shoot it.
Could shoot it, yeah. Crazy.
All right, you got 2 down.
Let's go to the point guard and.
Okay.
Baron Davis.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Coach.
Baron Davis at the point. All right, I'm gonna go. I gotta think.
Oh man, boy, there's so boy. Many.
I'll go Emeka Okafor.
Okay.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He had a good college career. And he was, you know, Charlotte Hornets. He was okay. Yeah. But I can't think of any other centers. Emeka Okafor. I think you got me at the center position.
Jabbar. I mean.
Four championships.
Yeah. Jeez, there's so many, man.
Mm. I'm struggling with you.
Man. Gal Goodrich. There was Kiki Vandeweghe, which I don't know why I said Kiki Vandeweghe at Notre Dame a couple weeks ago, but Kiki Vandeweghe, UCLA, Gal Goodrich.
Oh, you're missing
Walt Bellamy.
You're missing a two guard that I would snatch up like this, but maybe you wouldn't.
You got the O'Bannon brothers.
Yeah. Nah, this one's better.
I'm sure I'm forgetting who you're saying.
I'm struggling.
Phew. I think it was Walt Bellamy. Wasn't it Walt Bellamy? Sydney? Did Sydney Wicks go to UCLA too?
Sydney Wicks did go. Hey! Jeez. I think so. Yeah.
Man, Dan, let's go. I'm forgetting who you're thinking of at the two, but can I? Because I know Kiki could light it up. I'll be a little partial because he was a Knick.
All right. So Kiki at the two?
Yeah, Kiki, man. There's so
Vandeweghe. I'm not even going to try to spell his last name. Just Kiki. All right. I'll go at the three. I'm going Rip Hamilton.
Rip Hamilton at the three. My three is going to be Jamal Wilkes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
There we go.
So here's your team, and I got one more pick.
Yep.
Baron Davis, Kiki Vandeweghe, Jamal Wilkes, Walton, and Jabbar.
Well, that's why they won so many championships.
That's a good team.
Yeah.
I would say I feel pretty good with Kemba versus Baron. I think that's a really good matchup. I feel good about Ray Allen versus Kiki.
Yeah.
I think you could go either way. Rip Hamilton, Wilkes. I can honestly say I know who Jamal Wilkes is. I didn't see him play enough.
Remember, Rip Hamilton won a couple shots like this.
Yeah, like that. Rip Hamilton won a couple championships.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
You're killing me at the five with Okafor. And at the four, I'm struggling. There's got to be somebody better.
We just said his name. Wasn't Caron Butler at UConn?
Yeah. No. Yes, he was. But I'm thinking Donyell Marshall.
Yeah, Donyell Marshall, yeah. Donnie Marshall, both Marshalls,
Donnie,
right?
Donnie was
Donnie
the guard.
And Donyell.
Donyell. The one I was thinking about for you, since you're helping me with my last pick, was Reggie Miller.
Oh, yeah, Reggie at the two. You're right. I did forget about Reggie. You're right.
Flamethrower.
You're right. How could I forget about Reggie?
Reggie Ray Allen is a wash right there. Boy.
Yeah, and I don't even have – I think it was Walt Bellamy, right? He won the championships there, too, Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Coaches, I mean, you got to give the nod.
It's got to be Wooden, I mean, of course.
Not by a lot, though.
Who Wooden and Calhoun. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I thought you had another one for UCLA. I was going to say, holy smoke.
I like Hurley. I don't like him that much.
No, I see what you're saying.
On the girls' side, Geno's got it. But
I thought you had another
Calhoun one. Was.
Oh, he was legit. I thought you had another one for UCLA as a coach. Calhoun might be a top 10 coach.
UCLA, as much as I like what's his name now, the new guy, he's not.
Oh, Nick Cronin. I like Cronin. Cronin, right? Yeah.
I like Cronin a lot. So I don't know. I guess I'm getting beat up at the 4 and the 5. Walton and Jabbar is crazy. I can't think of any
other. We're forgetting somebody when those Big East days. Who was the kid? Who was?
You just said that. Isn't that funny? It just.
My
letter E is sticking.
Khalid Alamine. No, he wasn't a 4. He was a point guard, right? Who's the kid that just came out last year? Graduated. The big guy.
The white kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was good for that team. He won a champ. He was on the champ. He was a big part of the championship team.
I'll take Danielle Marshall over him. All right, here we go. Here's some names.
Yeah.
Cliff Robinson.
I just said him, too. I just mentioned him with the C's. Cliff Robinson.
Oh, you're right.
With the C's. Cliff Robinson, yeah.
Andre Drummond. Charlie Villanueva.
Yeah. I remember Charlie.
Let's see.
Yeah, we're definitely forgetting somebody.
Let's see who they'd list as the best basketball players
out of UConn.
All time at UConn. Oh, they're showing
me. I think we're forgetting
Brianna,
a center.
Show me Brianna Stewart.
We're forgetting, was there a Brown on that team? We're forgetting a center, too, other than Okafor.
I got 3 out of the 4. They say, this is them. This is the Google button. Whoever knows that is, yeah. Right? Ray Allen, Kemba Walker, Richard Hamilton, Emeka Okafor.
That's okay.
Dominant. Now, this is college. This isn't pro.
Right, right.
Dominant defensive force and a key player on the Huskies 2004 national championship team. And then they list Shabazz Napier.
Yeah.
2 national championships, 11-14.
Napier. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so funny how many of you just search best basketball players at UConn, and it's almost all women.
Oh.
If you don't specify men.
Yeah.
They're going, you know, Maya Moore.
Oh, Maya Moore, Brianna Stewart.
Oh, Ben Gordon. Ben Gordon.
Oh, that's who I was thinking of with the B. Ben Gordon.
Hashim Thabit.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, yeah.
Rudy Gay.
Rudy Gay. Forgot about Rudy Gay. Ben
Kevin
Gordon's
Freeman.
Good. Yeah.
Tate George.
Oh, I forgot about Tate George. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan Boatwright. He was a little more recent.
Yeah.
Donovan Klingman is who you're talking
is that,
about.
Yeah, the guy from, yeah.
Klingman.
Yeah.
Jeremy Lamb. Kevin Ollie.
Yeah, Kevin Ollie.
Jake Voskel,
yeah, right, yeah.
Josh Boone. Hilton Armstrong.
Okay.
Big, long neck. Yeah. Remember Hilton Armstrong? How about Travis Knight?
Forgot about Travis Knight.
Played for the Knicks, didn't he? Travis Knight.
Yeah, I think he did. You're right, yeah. Forgot about Travis Knight.
Scotty Burrell.
Yeah, he's married to one of the girls on the SNY network. Covers the Jets.
Rod Sellers. That's an old one.
Yes.
Mamadou Diarra.
Mamadou Ndiaye.
No.
No, he was playing
for
Diarra.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Good stuff.
What's it at for UCLA? How much time we got?
Well, we got time.
Did we ever get to that game? Speaking of CeCe, the game CeCe wanted us to play a few weeks ago? Or was that the game last week with the alphabet? But the word game.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I got to ask her. I'm pretty sure it was a word game because I told
the word game, yeah.
I told the girls. All right, 50 greatest players at UCLA.
Rich in history.
Oh,
crazy.
Unbelievable. I'm just going to get to ones that I know.
Yeah.
2 of 51.
CPs.
Jeez, they're giving me a top 50. I don't even know these people. A Cameron Dollar. I do remember Cameron
Dollar. Yeah, I forgot about Cameron Dollar.
Rod Foster. That was in the 80s. Don't remember him. There's a lot of these names. Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, for what it's worth,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Dan Gadzurek.
I remember Dan Gadzurek, yeah.
Jelani McCoy.
Yep. Gadzurek was the big guy.
Yeah, Gadzurek. He had Jordan Farmar.
Yeah.
Roy Hamilton. Don't remember him as much. 76 to 79. I don't remember him.
Cool.
Kenny Fields, mid 80s.
Oh, I forgot about Kenny Fields. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Derek Martin.
Okay. 89
to 92. Josh Shipp. he's more recent, a little bit more recent, Toby Bailey.
Toby Bailey,
I coached against Toby Bailey in the IBL. Yep. I coached against a couple of these guys in the IBL. Darren Collison, had a nice little career.
Yep.
OKC. Aaron Afalo.
Yeah. Oh, then what about the Ball brothers, right? Did he go to UCLA?
Yeah, one did.
One did, yeah.
Earl Watson.
Oh, Earl Watson, yeah. He's from here, I thought, too, yeah. No?
Charles O'Bannon.
Charles O'Bannon.
J.R. Henderson.
J.R. Henderson.
Richard Washington, 70s. Don't remember him. Dave Greenwood, 70s.
David Greenwood played for the Bulls, I think.
Jason Capono.
Oh, Capono, yeah, with the headband.
Could shoot it. Tyus Edney, I coached against
him. That's the other point guard I was trying to think of right there. Yeah,
I coached against him probably 7-8 times.
Yeah, that drive to the right from one end to the other.
Yep. Kiki Vandeweghe, there you go. They have him at 19th. Baron Davis, they have at 18th.
Okay.
Curtis Rowe, 69-71. So I don't remember him. Lucius Allen.
Oh, that's the other guy. Lucius Allen, yes.
They have him at 16.
Yep.
15, Tracy Murray.
Oh, yeah, I forgot him. Oh, he could shoot.
I got to coach against him.
Yep. Nice.
Kevin Love.
Yeah, I forgot about him being at UCLA. Love. I totally forgot all about that, yeah.
Oh, he was tough.
Yeah.
They have him at 14. 13, Trevor Wilson, 87-90. I don't remember him.
Forward, I can't remember him a little bit,
15 points, 10 rebounds a game. Pooh Richardson.
Oh, there's the other guy. When he played for Minnesota and other teams in the NBA. Pooh Richardson. Yeah, he was good. He's a good college player.
Fifth in career steals, most career assists.
Yeah.
The next player has 181 less. Wow, that's impressive. 10, you got Don McLean.
Oh, I forgot about Don. He's a hooper. He's a great college player.
Yeah. 9 is Ed O'Bannon.
Ed O'Bannon.
8 is Sidney Wicks.
There's Sidney Wicks right there.
Brought that up.
Yep.
69, 70, 71. 7 is Jamal Wilkes.
Yep.
Jamal
Keith Wilkes, yep.
6, Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller, yep. There you go. Good call.
5, Walt Hazard.
Hazard, that's who I'm thinking of, not Walt Bellamy. Walt Hazard is who I was.
62 to 64.
That's who I was thinking of, Walt Hazard.
Yeah. Point guard, led the Bruins their first ever NCAA championship.
He should be there instead of Baron Davis on my list. There it is.
16 points a game.
Yes.
Peaking at 18 points a game.
Yep.
Wow. Number 4, they have Marquise Johnson.
Oh, I forgot all about
him. He had a good NBA career with, what, Portland? Was he?
Yes, he was great for UCLA. Holy smokes, see?
He won the first ever John R. Wooden Award in 1977. Helped the Bruins win their final NCAA championship under John Wooden as a sophomore.
Wow.
When he was asked to express what the return of the dunk meant to him, it was like I was reborn, he said.
Yeah.
Huh, return of the dunk. Number 3. Gail Goodrich.
There's Gail Goodrich right there, yeah. Yep.
Number 2, Bill Walton.
Yep.
And number 1, James Harden.
I know you were thinking of something.
Lou Alcindor.
There it is, yeah.
All he did was everything.
Everything.
Unbelievable. Like, this list just goes on.
Tough to get a 5 out of those. Get that. Jeez, yeah. Gail Goodrich, Walt Hazard. That's who I was trying to think of. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
UCLA, boom, there it is.
Yep. Perfect.
Good stuff. How about that? A lot of fun today. A lot of figuring things out. You got to pick UCLA. I got stuck with UConn.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Look at us. 54 minutes.
Oh, good.
Perfect. We got a big show. So before I let you go.
Yes.
We got a special guest next week.
Okay, good.
We got a special meal next week.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to tell you any more about the meal, but I will tell you, you know how we review meals here?
Yeah.
So I got a new partner in crime reviewing meals.
Yep.
Maya Harper, one of my guards here at CSN. When we're on the road, we do food reviews. We got one coming up. She's editing it. Hopefully it'll be done the next day. We did the creamery in Beaver, Utah. Absolutely. I'm not going to say it.
So I'm going to have to watch it.
So I told Maya, I said, she was in the office here today and we were talking. I said, the podcast tonight. And she's like, she's like, what do you guys? I said, we only got 2 more left. I said, we shut it down during the thing. And I said, we're going to have I told her what I was going to get for food.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I want to do it. And I'm like, well, we have another mic.
Yeah,
she's like, coach, please. And I said,
of course.
I said, it's a good segue because her and I are doing the food review. So we can talk about that. So Maya Harper is going to be
our guest next week.
I don't know if she's more excited about being on the podcast or eating the food we're eating before. But we're going to have fun with it. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. We might eat as we talk.
We can do that.
I'm going to figure it out. They call it a mukbang. Remember we talked about that before?
Yeah, the mukbang, yeah.
We might do, it might be, we might be smacking our lips in the thing, but it might be something different, something fun for the last show of season two.
And so. I'll bring dessert.
You bring dessert. Oh, I already know what that is. Mike's got dessert. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
And,
yes.
We'll see you for the last show of season two in 1 week.
Yes.
Take care.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.